You have your Bibles this morning. I'd like to call your attention to Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Prophet Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and I shall begin reading at the 6th verse. The Bible reads this morning, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Base of our thinking, verse 11. "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please." This is the Lord speaking. "And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Think about it. God is talking. God says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of God's mouth, that it shall not return back to God void, but the word of God shall accomplish that which God pleases. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto God has sent it." Supporting scripture, Matthew 24 and 35. Write it down. I'm not waiting. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." John 1 and 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to use a thought or a theme. God's Word will do what it has to do. God's Word will do what it has to do. Lord, to take time, which he will, listen to what we have to say. He is listening even now to our requests and all of our supplications and all the many things that we have been asking God for. God is yet still doing. And we are here at the Faust Chapel Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody, but there are churches all over the world this morning that are lifting up the name of Jesus. And We are not serving a different God, but we are all calling on the same God. So he is such a powerful God that he is in every state, every city, every country. God is God. And somebody else might have sang that same song this morning. "Please don't pass me by." Hallelujah. Because I need you too, Lord. I feel like everything's going to be all right, but I need you. I done come a mighty long way, but I still need you. Brother said, "I've been healed, but I still need God." Hallelujah. We cannot get away from our need to be close to the Lord and to walk with him every day of our life. It is a blessing this morning. A blessing to be in the house of the Lord one more time. It's a blessing that we have young people that are on fire for the Lord. They've been busy all day yesterday. Hallelujah. But that's the one thing about youth. They have more energy than we have. They can go all day and half the night and still get up kicking. We get up a little slow and rub ourselves down and get a little heat to the body. And then all of a sudden we are able to move. But our children get up bright and early, ready to lift up the mighty name of Jesus, ready to go about their daily journey. Some of them get up ready to get into some mischief, but God is also right there by their side. We thank God for all that he's yet still doing. And God is so important to us that we must recognize that he is still alive. There are times in our lives when we consider ourselves to be a people that are going through. We have been oppressed. We've been broken down in many situations. But I thank God for a strong heritage. I thank God for realizing and having ancestors that walked before me that had as rough times or rougher times than we are yet experiencing now. But yet they trusted God. We must understand this morning that even though we may not have all the things in life that we would like to have, God is still in control. And God has allowed us to come in this morning and to praise him and to just give him the glory for this another day's journey. As we have assembled ourselves together, I count it all joy to be in the house of the Lord one more time. I could have been dead and gone. I could have been down in the body and not able to be here this morning. But by the mercy and the grace of God, God decided to touch me once again with a finger of love. Anybody felt that touch this morning? Anybody know that it's not because you're so special or you're so good or you've done everything just right that God blesses you? He blesses you because he created you. He blesses you because he is God. That's the business of God, is blessing. The business of God is taking care of his creation. I do believe today is a good day for us to take the time to acknowledge what a blessing it is just to be a child of God. When we have our hard times, God has promised never to leave us or to forsake us. And what we have to remember is that if we would learn to put our priorities in order, the Bible tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Too many times we strive after everything else, and when we find ourselves have dug a hole, and we're in the hole and we don't know what we're going to do, then we call and look for God. But if we would get our priorities in order, then we would seek God out first. And if we would allow the Lord to lead and direct our very path, then things will somehow, some way fall into place. I wonder this morning, are there those that believe that God is a God that know already beyond what you got to go through? God knows in advance. God has predestined some things to happen. God allows some things to happen in your life. And sometimes he even allows bad things to happen in your life to get your attention or for whatever reason. But whenever you go through the bad times, it does not make you forget about God. It makes you get closer to God. It makes you have a yearn to call on the name of Jesus. Anybody in here ever had a situation in your life where you didn't have a friend that had an answer? You didn't know nobody that could help you along the way, but you heard somewhere in your life that God understands. Anybody know God understands? I just feel like preaching this morning because God is good to me, and God has brought me a mighty long way. And when I began to talk about the word of God, I realized that that word is powerful. We believe in the word of God. We believe that it has been written by men, that it was inspired by the Spirit of God. And we call that word the Bible. In the Bible, we will find in Romans 10 and 17, then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Of a surety, you can believe that the word of the Lord is right. For Psalms 33 and 4 says, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. The word of the Lord is true from the beginning. For in Psalms 119 and 160, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Now, as we look in the gospel according to St. John says that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Christ was not created, but was God's agent in his creative work. Creation came into being through him. He existed in the beginning. He was God. Even when we go back to Genesis 1:1, where you will find in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Jesus, the Word, came in the flesh. In his divine nature, he was indeed God all himself that dwelt temporarily amongst us. It has been told that 33 years he was here and then he went back to be with the Father. I thank God that he is yet still in our presence by the Holy Spirit. For he said that I'm going to leave you, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to leave the Holy Spirit here with you so that when you need something, when you need to know that I'm there, my spirit will comfort you. Anybody know anything about the comforting spirit of God? Have you ever had restless nights and while you were laying there slumbering and trying to sleep, you had to call on the name of the Lord? Have you ever had nights when you went to bed and your eyes was running with tears and you just didn't know exactly how you were going to make it? But some way or another, the Spirit of God somewhere seeped in on you and let you know that I'm with you. I'm not going to leave you. Didn't I promise you that I won't forsake you? Didn't I tell you that you are my child? Then don't you know that I created you from the dust of the ground and I breathed my breath into your nostrils and now you are a living soul because you've been created in my image. You are my child. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every time I think about the fact that I belong to God, I get joy down in my heart because there's somebody that think that they own you. There's somebody that think that they can manipulate you into doing this, that, or the other. But I heard Shirley say that this joy that I had, the world didn't give it to me. And I declare I will not allow the world to take it away. Ain't anybody glad to have some joy? We still got some folk that are on a bed of affliction. We got folk that are yet still in the hospital. We got folk that are laying at home that might need to be in the hospital. We got folk that are on all kinds of medication. And I say to you that on a whole lot of medication, it's too hot to be walking around in a whole lot of sunshine. Don't be too proud to put something on your head. You better try to cover yourself. Wasn't in my notes. God said, somebody need to know that because you felt faint yesterday. But God said, I'm going to give you a little help this morning. Sometimes we don't think about something that we take for granted. We feel like I've been used to going. I've been used to doing it this way all the time. But I found out that things don't happen like they used to. And I'm not even that old yet. But I already see things changing. I made a comment about the children. We were there yesterday from 8 o'clock to about 4 o'clock. I was so tired yesterday evening. Actually, I'm tired now. But you know another thing I found out about God? I even found it in the Word of God. That where he says that even the youth shall faint and be weary. And young men like myself may utterly fall. But I also read that if I wait on the Lord. Anybody else read that or did I just read it all by myself? But the Bible says if I wait on the Lord, he shall what? Oh, you ought to be able to say it better than that. See, when I get weak, God come back and renew my strength. When I feel like that I'm in the flesh and I don't know what I'm going to do, God said, I got something that's down on the inside of you. Anybody moving off of your inside power? Because the outside is nothing but flesh. The outside is sinful. The outside ain't nothing but that thing that covers the inside. Oh my God. But I got a temple down on the inside. And I opened up my heart one day. And I said, Lord, you can come on in. I thank God that he came on in. And when God get down on the inside, then we can be like our brother this morning. That it doesn't matter where we go. I don't have to know the people around me. But I can declare that God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Anybody know God to be good this morning? There are answers to life's heartaches and problems right here in the Word of God. You got to learn sometimes how to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to tell yourself, go on. Sometimes you got to tell yourself, I'm going to make it. Sometimes you got to tell yourself and tell the devil, you a liar, you're not going to get my joy today. Sometimes you got to have your mind already made up because somebody already is out to get you. Somebody's already there to try to rob you of your joy. Somebody's already there to criticize and persecute you. But you better learn something. That your grace and your life belong to you because of God. No man, no woman have a heaven or a hell that they can send you to. Now they may make you act ungodly, but you better get yourself in order. You better watch your filthy mouth. That tongue that you got down on the inside. Oh God, have mercy. Every time I think about reading here in the Word of God, that there's a little matter that kindleth up a great fire. Some of us, the Bible says that we can bless and we can curse with our same mouth. That's what happens sometimes. One minute we're thanking God, one minute we're cussing somebody out. I remember, as I can tell you, I can cuss with the best of them. I thank God for my friend. Because when I go back over the years, I don't know where I'm going, way back there, but I'm going, Alexander. Alexander was a good kid. I was a good kid with issues. But he was my best friend. And every day we sat together in homeroom, and one thing that he didn't like to come from me is the cuss. If I would cuss, he would get mad and wouldn't talk to me. I didn't realize how much, thank you, Jesus. I didn't realize how much my friend was helping me. I was stubborn. I see he'll talk to me before I talk to him. Sometime it'll be already lunchtime. We done been in every class together, hadn't spoken a word to one another. Every now and then, I'd break him down. And he'd speak anyhow, because when you love somebody, sometimes you gotta learn how to look over. You can't make your friend be what you want him to be. You gotta learn how to accept folk as they are. And if you want some changes to come in their life. See, I don't know whether he had a praying spirit back then. But I know Tommy Lee was a praying woman. And she told her children all about the Lord. And she realized that I'm not going to go to the house of God. And my children stay at home and lay in the bed. But she'd get them up on Sunday morning. Bring him to Sunday school, and that's how he learned that there are some things that that's not nice to say. You better teach your young folk that they better learn what comes out their mouth. They're going to have to answer to one day. They might get away with it for a little while, but by and by and after a while, you're going to have to put yourself in check. You got to learn how to speak your blessings. You got to learn how to walk into your blessings. You can't let nobody stand between you and your God. Sometimes you gotta come out of your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to walk in faith. The Bible says in the Word of God that we walk by faith, not by sight. When I think about walking in the blind, I'm not blind at all. Because God is my eyesight. He'll lead me where I need to go. I thank God this morning that I found in the Word of God that God is a mighty, powerful God. Matthew said that Jesus is the best thing. I thank God this morning. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Material things gonna pass away, but the Word of God will always stand. God's word will do just what God God wanted to do. I thank God for the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah prophesied that there is a Lord thy God. If you want God in your life, every one of you, if you get thirsty, come unto me. I'll give you water when you get thirsty. The Bible says you can go and buy wine. You can go and buy milk and not even have any money. That's an invitation that comes from the Lord our God. God is giving an invitation this morning. Come on in the Lord's house. It's going to rain. Come on in the Lord's house. There's joy in God's house. I heard somebody say that if you incline your ear to the Lord, God will hear your humble cry. Your soul shall live before God. God will make you an everlasting fire. I thank God this morning for those that walked before me, that knew God for themselves. But when you look at the sixth verse, the Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Anybody looking for God this morning? Anybody want God in their life? Well, the Bible says that if you seek out God, God will find you. God is already right there. The Bible says, let the wicked forsake his way. The unrighteous man, his thoughts got to change. God said in his word, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. You can think what you want to think, but all I got to think about is how good God has been to me. Anybody know this morning that God is a good God? The Bible says that he sent the rain down. He sent the snow down and watered the earth. The rain can't go back up. The water can't go back up. But when we plant our seeds, that water is down in the ground. That water began to make the bud. The Bible says that the sower that sowed the seed will have bread to eat after God come by and give the increase. God said in his word this morning, so shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth, that it will not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I wanted to do. I sent my word out because I want to tell somebody that God is a mighty good God. I want to tell somebody that he is a healer. I found in the word of God a hiding place. If you got sickness in your body, look in the word of God. The Bible says he healeth all of thine diseases. If you don't have a friend, look in the Bible, in the word of God. He said, what a friend that'll lay down his life for his friend. I'm talking about Jesus. Anybody know Jesus? Anybody know the Savior? Anybody got the word? The word will keep you. Singing is all right. Shouting is all right. But the Bible says that it's the word that's going to save you. It's the word that's going to keep you. My word that comes out of God's mouth, when it go out there, it's going to hit home. God's word got to do what it has to do. It'll make you shape up or ship out. God's word will do what it has to do. And when me, other ministers, preach and expound on the gospel, and it hit home, and you get teed off, let me tell you something. The word is doing what God sent it out there to do. Sometimes, we wonder who been telling him all my business. Nobody. I'm just preaching the word, and the word will find you where you are. Woo! I found out. I found out. I don't have to throw stone from the pulpit. All I got to do is preach the word. And if it's any word in you, then when you hear the truth, it's going to make you check yourself. Those of you, I'm almost finished, but those of you that are tired of folk talking about you, you ain't got to get tired. Let them talk. Go on and live your life. You live it because you don't have a one time to go around. And I'm not going to try to be a people pleaser. I'm going to tell it like it is. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. How I know? I found it in the Word of God. Anything that you need, it's in the Word. Anything that you want, it's in the Word. If you think that you're going through something and you're the only one ever been through, look in the Word. In the Word, I found that there's nothing new under the sun. So those of us that think we got a better way, you just got another way. Whew. Ooh, glory. Whew. Oh, I'm through. I'm just feeling good. I feel like walking. I feel like letting somebody know. Hallelujah. That God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just 2 weeks ago, right there on Woman's Day, laid up in the hospital all night long just because I got gas in my chest. My heart's all right because it belongs to the Lord. But it's good to get checked out. But I got the bill yesterday. And the next time I tell y'all that it's just gas, take me home and just watch me. Almost $6,000 for less than 24 hours. You better stop running to the hospital. In the Word of God, I found out that I got a healer. I got a doctor. And if you try Dr. Jesus first, No, don't get me wrong. Because some of you need to go to the doctor. Some of you got some. Don't get crazy on me. I know God, but I don't know about your body. We so quick to go run. Rem K said, I ain't got to go to the doctor. No. I say, don't take me no more. That's what I said. Get it right. Young folks say, don't get it twisted. The Word of God will do what it has to do. Sometimes the Word has to knock you down flat on your back just to get your attention and to make you know that you are still looking up to the hills from which cometh your help. All of my help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's a good God this morning. Oh, I thank God for the Word. His Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. There are times that we may fall, but when you fall, just get back up. Say, Lord, it's me. It's me standing in the need of prayer. The Word of God is very important to us this morning. There is nothing sweeter than going through the scriptures. And sometimes, have you ever been reading and just out of nowhere tears will start coming, or sometimes you get chill bumps, or sometimes when a light come on that you get an understanding or a confirmation that you've been waiting on, and you get a smile on your face and say, God, now I see what you're talking about.